Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
For you.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good buddy Ray Keating being back on the show. Ray is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. In fact, we're going to celebrate his 15th anniversary today as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. He's the author of The Warrior Monk. Warrior Monk is one of the novels. Also, it's one of the Pastor Stephen Grant novel series. Also, Chuck versus the Business World. Those are just two of at least a half dozen books that I know of that Ray Keating has written. And many of you see his byline on economics quite a few different places. He's our good friend, Ray Keating. Welcome back to the show.
Morning, Jim, and I understand happy birthday is in order.
Today. You've been seeing the conspiracy, haven't you? It's gotten completely out of hand, and it's just starting, I'm afraid. So much for trying to go under the radar, right?
Nope, no under the radar. Absolutely not. You're on the radio. Happy birthday.
Yeah, that's the reason I hate Facebook. Hey, Ray, there's a lot of counterfeiting. The counterfeiting industry is huge. Counterfeiting of products. And it's amazing the quality of the counterfeit. I heard a story. I don't know if it's true, but I think it is because I got it from a pretty reliable source that a company, I think it was Callaway, a golf company, they found what they thought was a knockoff of one of their clubs. They had to cut it in half to confirm that it was a knockoff. It was such a good replication.
Yep, and this is a huge issue for business in general, for protecting their intellectual property.
Yeah,
but it's obviously a tougher issue for small businesses, just in terms of the resources that they have available. So
how does it affect small businesses?
Well, it affects them obviously, and they're exposed to the same risks as big companies, right? That you create something. And somebody is going to do a knockoff, essentially. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there was a piece in the Wall Street Journal late last month that talked about, you know, this counterfeiting issue in the international marketplace. And we all know that, you know, we're all in one way or another. We're directly or indirectly involved in the international marketplace these days, and certainly small firms are. And, you know, you had a series of small manufacturers that faced counterfeiting from Chinese companies. And in turn, those things were sold online here in the United States through places like Alibaba.com, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a major problem for small firms. And it's not you just mentioned golf clubs, right? We think of these IP issues affecting, you know, software, music, you know, movies, etc.,
right,
etc., etc. But it's not. It's anybody that has any degree of intellectual property in their product. You know, the fashion industry, you mentioned golf clubs, so
right,
it's a long list, and this is a risk for us across the board.
But the most likely,
hundreds of billions of dollars.
Oh yeah, it's enormous and getting bigger. The most likely example for the average Main Street small business, Ray, is they're selling a product that has a name brand. And they're proud of this line of products that they offer, and this is where you get this product in that hometown, in that small town America or wherever it is. But they have to pay a certain price for the product and sell it because that's what that brand commands. But then somebody around the corner has got a knockoff that looks just like the name brand, and they're selling it for half. So it's not the IP doesn't, the intellectual property doesn't belong to the small business owner, but they're resellers, they're retailers of that product, so it hurts them.
Yeah, no, you're right. This is all the various stages along the way. You're absolutely right. You've got small inventors, small manufacturers that are affected, and you've got as you just mentioned, you know, retailers, small retailers in the mix as well. So
I was talking to the folks at Microsoft years ago, and they were telling me about how many of their Windows operating systems were being ripped off over there. They were able to because they could tell who was, you know, what was being connected. They were connecting like three times more operating systems than they sold over there.
Yeah, now the Business Software Alliance puts out some numbers on that, and it is very, very troubling to say the least. And remember, you know, again, people might think not that they try to justify things in a whole host of ways.
Right.
You know, they say, well, big software companies or big this or big that. But when you look at those industries, and, you know, I wrote a piece recently that should be up on our website soon. It's all small business. When you look at software, all those industries, it's small business.
Yep, absolutely. Ray Keating, ladies and gentlemen, SBEcouncil.org, SBEcouncil.org for Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Ray Keating and I will be right back after these messages. Stay with me.
New York's bad, but it ain't.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.